website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Luke Fickell's Badgers come in to the game here tonight against third-ranked Penn State at 5-2, winners of their last three games, outscoring their opponents by a margin of 117-16. Penn State comes in off a bye week, but a couple of impressive victories as well in the league. High scores around the Big Ten. We'll keep you posted on those coming up momentarily. Also take a look around the Badgers in the NFL. But before we go any further here from Camp Randall Stadium, time to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Students start filing in the end zone area. Players getting their workouts in, getting ready for what should be a fantastic evening for football. They don't make it much better than this. Teams and players that played in games like this play at the next level. It's time to take a look at the Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Kunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL, here's Nick Brusewitz.
There were plenty of former Wisconsin Badgers in action in the NFL in Week 7, including the debut of quarterback Russell Wilson with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wilson joined the Steelers in the offseason after 2 years with the Broncos, and he was sidelined for the team's first six games of the year with a calf injury. Head coach Mike Tomlin gave Wilson the start over Justin Fields in Week 7, and Wilson led the Steelers to a 37-15 win over the Jets on Sunday Night Football. The quarterback completed 16 of 29 passes for 264 yards and two touchdowns, including this 11-yard score to wide receiver George Pickens in the second quarter.
Second and 10, it's free four, Wilson end zone shot, Pickens! Got it! Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
Highlight courtesy of NBC as Pittsburgh improved to 5-2 on the season, and they'll host the Giants for Monday Night Football in Week 8. Over in Minnesota in Week 7, Vikings linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle continued his impressive 2024 campaign, compiling seven total tackles, two of which were sacks, including this takedown of quarterback Jared Goff in the first quarter.
Bring pressure with Van Ginkle. He gets to Goff. He reacts late in the A-gap there at pace. He's got no chance but to hold him, and Van Ginkle still comes down with the sack.
That call from Fox as the Vikings fell to the Lions 31-29 at home, dropping to 5-1 on the year. In the Meadowlands, the Eagles took down the Giants 28-3, and linebacker Zach Bond finished second on the team in tackles with six. Bond is in his first season with the Eagles after beginning his career with the Saints, and through six games, he's now produced 57 total tackles, including two sacks. Finally, after missing the last 3 weeks of action with a right high ankle sprain, running back Jonathan Taylor returned to practice this week and may return to the field for the Colts matchup with Houston on Sunday. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
Thank you, Nick. A lot of Badgers starring at the next level. Got to star in games like this to get there. Badgers excited for the opportunity here coming up. A lot of good games and a couple of matchup in the top 25 across the Big Ten. We'll give you a look at those scores coming up, as well as the games that already finished earlier on here today. Look around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues. I'm Billy Schmidt here live from Camp Randall Stadium. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, Wisconsin men's basketball tips off the 24-25 season November 4th with new names and new conference opponents. Whether you're looking for season tickets, five-game packages, or single-game options, we've got something to fit your schedule. Now's the time to secure your seats for an exciting season of Badger men's basketball. For more information and to grab your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Oh, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process could take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Badgers and Nittany Lions live from Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Billy Schmid, high above Barry Alvarez Field as the teams are going through their warm-ups now. Badgers come in at 5-2, 3-1 in the conference. Always an exciting moment. Five games to play. Big one here today. Starts the second half of the season for the Nittany Lions, who come in at 6-0. Remaining in the conference for the Badgers, they will be heading to Iowa City coming up next week, then a bye before top-ranked Oregon comes to Camp Randall on November 16th. Being told to remind you that is a red-out game coming up on November 16th, so plan accordingly. I know that's going to be very difficult for many people to find some good red to rock at Camp Randall. Then a game at Nebraska before finishing up Black Friday with the Minnesota Golden Gophers here in Madison. Golden Gophers right now, as we take a look at the scoreboard, throttling Maryland 41-10 currently midway through the third quarter. Late stages of the third quarter. Mentioned the Badgers will be up against the Hawkeyes coming up next week in Iowa City. 33-7, Iowa taking care of Northwestern right now. They've scored 21 points in the second half. Offensive explosion from the Hawkeyes, who led that game 12-7 at the break. Top-seeded Oregon, they are taking care of the Fighting Bielemas. Number 1 versus number 20, the full-ranked matchup in the Big Ten this week. 35-3 Oregon right now over Illinois. Illinois is in the Oregon red zone, trying to threaten earlier today. The story of the Big Ten, the undefeated 8-0 Indiana Hoosiers, 5-0 now in the conference. They win 31-17 over the Washington Huskies, who go to 4-4, 2-3 so far in their inaugural season in the Big Ten. Ohio State came back, suffered a little bit of a scare, down 17-14 in the fourth quarter, but end up beating the Nebraska Cornhuskers 21-17 today in Columbus. Will Howard threw for 3 scores, a sloppy affair for the Buckeyes, but they prevail. Only other game at night here in the Big Ten, Michigan State taking on the Michigan Wolverines in the top 25. Mentioned number 1, Oregon. They top both the coaches' poll as well as the AP this week. The opponent here tonight, Penn State, unanimous at number 3, followed by the fourth-ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State. Mentioned those Hoosiers with their victory. They were 13 in the nation as they hosted Washington. And College Game Day here today on what was now Lee Corso Day in Bloomington, Indiana. Beautiful one there. Illinois comes in at 20, the only other team in the Big Ten to be ranked. For what it's worth, the Badgers find themselves in the others receiving votes category this week. In the coaches' poll, always fun to be able to see yourself at least get close to those conversations. A lot more of those conversations. If this one changes and the conversation after the game is about a Badger victory, I'll be out of that other receiving votes category. Could be a little bit of a shift there in the Big Ten rankings. Coming up here on the other side after the break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Fall is here, and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Dane to Foles.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
We continue here from Camp Randall Stadium. Billy Schmidt, Badgers getting ready to take on the Nittany Lions of Penn State here for homecoming. We now are joined by our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. Patrick, homecoming, always a festive one, always better when it lines up here on Halloween weekend, and the matchup, it speaks for itself.
It does, and this is the games that the team talks about it all the time, that this is why they come to a place like Wisconsin, to play in games like this, to have opportunities where you get a primetime game on NBC with a top five team in the country and a fan base that's licking their chops, ready to come and make this place an awesome environment. And, you know, have a chance to be the spotlight of college football. You really do. This is that opportunity. And I think there's a different attitude and atmosphere tonight compared to the Alabama game. There was so much hoopla and hype and anticipation for that game because we don't get Alabama here very often. That's having an SEC team, right? So there was an anomaly with that. But it was an 11 a.m. kick, and I honestly think a lot of fans probably thought, that's cool that they're here. I'm excited. It'll be fun. But I don't think Wisconsin's going to win. I think there's a different mindset in this one there that people are going to come into this building thinking Wisconsin's got a real chance on this one. And the team has that mindset all the time. They thought they were going to beat Alabama. But giving the confidence that they have now from three wins in a row in the manner that they did them, I think there's a different vibe here tonight than there was for that Alabama game.
Patrick, a team playing with confidence is a dangerous thing. Hard not to get confident the way they've performed the last couple of weeks. But then getting into a different scenario, you mentioned night game. Listen, fans love it. It means that there's a lot more time for some extracurriculars, your game planning, game prep. But for players, this just throws off your rhythm. How have the Badgers been trying to navigate that here coming up for this one?
Yeah, it's a lot of downtime. There's no question about that. When they're used to, you know, they've played 11 a.m. games in four of the last five Saturdays that they've had a game. So this is a big switch for them. So there's a lot of, there's no denying, there's a lot of downtime. They're sitting in the hotels. They do have some activities at the hotel. They'll have some meetings. They came over here for a glorified walkthrough, I will say, this morning to kind of just shake things out, get out of bed. When they're on the road, they'll do a walk around at their hotel, like literally a walk around. They'll go into the parking lot and they'll take the whole team and just do a big lap around a parking lot to stretch the legs and kind of breathe fresh air. But there is a lot of downtime, and guys will tell you they love playing at night because of the atmosphere, but they don't love sitting around all day.
Yeah, it makes for an uncomfortable experience. Now, luckily, you can make everything a lot more comfortable. Story that I was in love with as the stars of the game trot on Badger offensive line making their way out here to Barry Alvarez Field. Patrick, one thing that catches my eye, food. I know you're surprised. There was a story about how many Uncrustables go through NFL locker rooms. Very similar here for the Badgers, and it's tough to be able to make sure. You mentioned all the downtime. You got to keep these guys fed, and nutrition can be a big part of the game like tonight.
Yeah, I'm a guy that loves snacks, too. I can't deny that. So I love to look at what's on the snack cart at practice, at games, on the sidelines, at halftime. And it's quite a menagerie of things that they have to offer. Great from word. From fresh products like bananas and orange slices, et cetera. Tons of granola bars. They have Gushers, if you're familiar with those. They're like fruit
Very
snacks, but they're
so.
Really
yep.
more just candy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you need that little burst of sugar, those are there. But Uncrustables are probably the most popular thing. That halftime comes, there's a big line formed at the cooler where they're ripping those open and crushing those. And then it just depends on the weather, too, sometimes. When it's cold and we've got a winter environment, the chicken broth, warm chicken broth in the locker room is one of the most popular ones. They've recently started adding kind of cold cut sandwiches too for guess who guys who don't like the Uncrustables, but it's like an aisle in a grocery store when you walk down and look at all the options. It takes a lot to feed this army, and there's 105 guys on the team, or really closer to 120, but then there's a staff of dozens as well, and It's a long time from pregame meal until postgame meal. Like, it legitimately is.
No doubt.
They ate a couple hours ago. And so it may sound opulent, all these things that people are eating, but they need to keep nourished, and they're killing a lot of calories.
No doubt. And my favorite, Patrick, would be the style in which certain players probably have superstitions as to how quickly they consume those sandwiches, how many they have, what time they do. Fantastic stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it all.
If you eat a grape one at halftime and we lose, you're going strawberry next week.
No doubt. And if it's strawberry, you better go to that fresh produce, or we're changing you up to cold cuts because we need to do something different. Patrick, enjoy it tonight. It should be a beautiful one. And weather not a factor here tonight, right?
No, we're living a good life here. This is a beautiful fall day in Wisconsin. Might get a little cool late in the evening, but no sun to contend with, no wind, just a great night for football.
It sounds like I said postcards don't do this justice. It's beautiful here at Camp Randall. Appreciate it. That's Patrick Herb down on the sidelines here. I'm Billy Schmidt in the broadcast booth as we get ready for the Badgers taking on the third-ranked Nittany Lions. We'll continue. We'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic when we return. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Six and O meets 5-2. Halloween weekend is always exhilarating. Match in with homecoming. Add in a top five opponent here to Camp Randall. Could be a very special night here at the old ballpark. I'm Billy Schmidt. Now we welcome in Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Jesse, you've been covering this team for a while. There are some top 10 wins. There isn't a top 5 win in quite some time. This one feels different because of the momentum the Badgers have generated for themselves the last couple of weeks.
You're absolutely right. Patrick was talking about it in the last segment, but this feels gettable in a way that some of the other matchups didn't necessarily feel. The Alabama game certainly being one, Ohio State a year ago. Wisconsin hasn't beaten a ranked team in 3 years since knocking off number 9 Iowa. Luke Fickell has yet to do that since he took over as coach. This team, this program, this fan base is hungry for a moment like this, and obviously it's up to the Badgers to take advantage of the opportunity.
One thing that I always love that you do in your coverage is polling fans in the middle of the off season, right? Feeling where the excitement is, where the optimism is. If you polled fans going into this week, it just feels like there's a calming sense around watching games where it doesn't feel like you have to make a grand assertion and a statement after each and every down possession drive of football. And people are coming in here much more excited to watch football, if that makes any sense.
Well, all of it has to do with what Wisconsin has done the last 3 weeks, and there's still some debate about, well, what does this really mean? Because the three teams they beat are not great college football teams. But they outscored those three teams 117-16, and the defense has allowed just one touchdown in three straight Big Ten games for the first time since 1998. So Wisconsin has beaten inferior competition before, but they haven't beaten them like they have the last 3 weeks, and that has created a level of cautious optimism going into this week.
Well, and their style points, which I know people always like, the style of offense, much more what people expected they would see under Phil Longo, and also I think a lot of that has to start with the trigger man and the way Braden Locke has maneuvered the offense the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, obviously he's got to be able to take care of the football. That's not a spot that he can put Wisconsin's defense in against Penn State, but he's looked really good in moments the last 3 weeks. Obviously had a really good game against Purdue, kept it rolling in the next week. And so I think we're seeing a blend of the offensive style that Phil Longo wanted and what Luke Fickell wants too. That physical smash mouth identity in the run game,
great
where you
point.
Put it on your offensive line, but you've got the ability to air it out, and you've got playmakers that are helping the quarterback, and that is so huge.
Talk about some of those playmakers. Tawi Walker, justifiably so, the games that he's put together the last couple of weeks deserve a lot of conversation. But the guys on the outside, every time I'm watching Vinny Anthony, he shows me something else, and his explosion is the real deal.
He's always had the speed. I remember talking to him in high school, and I think he was a 3-time state track champion in the state of Kentucky, and so he's been able to put that together with more opportunities. I think it really shows the depth that they have, that you've had Bryson Green out. Obviously, Tyrell Henry's been out. Now Bryson's listed as questionable. Tyrell's still out, and Will Pauling had battled some injuries, and you still have guys like Vinny Anthony, C.J. Williams, Tretch Kekahuna stepping up, but Vinny has been a big-time downfield threat, a couple 50-plus yard touchdown catches. So they're going to need more of that tonight.
And those RPOs where he's gotten a couple of those, I'll give some credit to the big boys up front. It's one of my favorite things to do, Jesse. That's not an easy thing to block. I think they've really blended their roles of some of those RPOs as well as just being able to move bodies up front. They're playing a lot more together.
I had a chance to talk to offensive line coach A.J. Blazek a week ago, and he deserves a lot of credit. And look, if things aren't going well,
absolutely,
there's going to be blame that goes all the way around. But if things are going well, you want to know, well, where does the credit fall? The players deserve a lot of credit. But Blazek to come in here as the fourth offensive line coach in as many seasons, get the buy-in and the trust, and really change how they do some things very slightly, but enough to make a substantial difference. You look at what Jack Nelson has been able to do. He's had a really good season after struggling a year ago, and he puts a lot of the credit on A.J. Blazek.
Jesse, just a couple of more things, and when you look at that credit, where, in your estimation, does it need to go on the defensive side? Because 117-16 in those last three games, that 16 number might be even more impressive than the offensive numbers.
So this defense doesn't have two All-American linebackers like we've seen in previous seasons. I think it's really about the sum of the parts, and you still have some standout performers. We know Ricardo Holman had 7 interceptions a year ago. Hunter Wohler is still a leader of this team. But you're seeing playmakers at every level of the defense. I think the defensive line deserves a ton of credit because that was my biggest question, probably of any position group coming into the season, is what are they going to be able to provide? And then they lose James Thompson Jr. before the season, but their top three have been really good. Kurt Neal, Ben Barton, Elijah Hills. Elijah Hills recovered a fumble against Northwestern.
Massive.
Ben Barton blocked a field goal. Kurt Neal contributed on a sack that was a safety. So they've been really good. And here's a number that I think stands out most to me is in the 7 games they've had so far, they've had 8 different defensive players either lead the team in tackles or tie for the team lead in tackles. Now there's
wow.
a game where 4 guys had 5 tackles, so that contributes to it. But the point is you're getting plays at every level of the defense.
And they have so many more contributors inside those linebackers you mentioned. They might not have two All-Americans. They got a couple of guys playing really, really well in Thomas and Chaney right now.
Yes, very much so. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel was asked about those two and credited them because it's not easy, especially when you're a senior, to make substantial gains, and yet they have managed to do that. Jaheim Thomas had a lot of familiarity with the staff at Cincinnati, mm-hmm. but was at a different school a year ago. He's come in pretty seamlessly. And Jake Chaney, look, he could have sulked about them bringing in multiple inside linebackers to take his position.
Yeah.
He has risen to the challenge, and you still got Tackett Curtis and Christian Allegro there as well.
That's a great point, Jesse. Everybody makes a conversation about the guys that leave in the portal nowadays. It might be even more impressive, the guys that you're able to retain when you do add to those spots.
Very much so. I think there's something to be said for guys that have been around the program, especially in this era of the transfer portal, mm-hmm. who understand the culture, who have been a part of it, who had older players take them under their wing, and then they can do the same thing for these portal guys who don't really know much about Wisconsin because the portal window is so small and they have to make decisions so quickly.
Yeah, it has to be so quick. You got to be able to make those decisions lightning fast. Your prediction here tonight.
Man, this is so tough. I think that Wisconsin is going to keep this close. I'm not ready to pick them yet just because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm waiting for Wisconsin to show they can win in a moment like this, but I will absolutely not be surprised if they pull it off and are really the center of the college football universe tonight.
And before I hand it off to the professionals, if you think it's close, 6.5 for those that are interested in those numbers. Jesse Temple, always appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
I'm Billy Schmidt. Stay tuned as the professionals, as I mentioned, step in. Matt and Mark take you the rest of the way as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At your local grocery store.
Badger Football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger Pregame Show.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, a beautiful, crisp, late October evening for the Wisconsin Badgers. Homecoming weekend here at the University of Wisconsin, and the homecoming opponent. Normally you play teams that maybe aren't very good. They didn't plan that well because you got the Penn State Nittany Lions 6-0 for the second straight year, the only power conference program that can make such a claim. As the Nittany Lions taking on the Wisconsin Badgers here tonight alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. Well, we've talked about it, Tausch, earned the right to make this a big game, and the Badgers have done that. Yes, they have played teams in the bottom half of the Big Ten, but when you win by a combined 101 points, you're doing a lot of things well, and this is one of those massive opportunities tonight to see what they could do against the third-ranked team in the land.
Massive indeed, and I think this is what – I just always hearken back to the days I played, and it was always talked about, these are the moments that you come to a school like Wisconsin for. No offense to playing those early September games, but you want to be under the lights. You want to be playing for in these big games, in these big moments against other big-time players to kind of get a mark of where you're at. So when you look back 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think there was a lot of us that were probably thinking, what is this game going to look like? And hats off to this staff and to this group of men for fighting through, finding ways, and really improving in all three phases of football. And that's what I've seen over the last month of football. And now you're putting up with a big test here against Penn State. Penn State has talent all over the place. There's athletes all over the place. And you just get a sense that everybody down here is chomping at the bit to get down here and to kind of showcase what they can do on a big Saturday night game.
It's a well-rested Penn State team. It was idle last week. 2 weeks ago, the Nittany Lions knocked off USC in overtime at the Coliseum, and in the process, erased what was at one point a 14-point deficit. It was a dramatic win, a key drive that led to tying the ball game, a couple of critical fourth-down conversions. They kick a field goal to tie. They kick a field goal in OT to win it. 6:40 is your kickoff for the Badgers and the Nittany Lions. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at tonight's opponent. We'll also have our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage. All that and more coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This Halloween, don't just scream for candy. Treat your taste buds to something spooktacular. It's True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, a yummy treat that's mummy approved. The product features the perfect balance of orange and vanilla flavors and is packed with 8 grams protein per 8-ounce serving. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk is sure to be a crowd pleaser for your little goblins. True Moo Whole Orange Cream Milk, where every sip is a trick or treat. Grab yours today at Piggly Wiggly.
In the game of life, every moment counts, every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Suddenly, your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind? Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Our Badger pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Penn State here tonight at what will be a sold-out Camp Randall Stadium. Well, it seemed like a very long time ago, but there were a couple of years, beginning of this decade, where Penn State wasn't very good. In the COVID year, it was 4-5. A year after that, also 4-5 in the Big Ten, 7-6 overall. Since then, the Nittany Lions are 27-5, 17-4 in the Big Ten. They, like everybody else in the league, it's had an Ohio State and a Michigan problem. That's been the setbacks. They've been really good, kind of best of the rest, and trying to get over that hump, to use a cliche, and they do it with a quarterback, Tausch, who's getting better and better. Drew Aller, new coordinator, Andy Koldenicki, maybe just a second year as a starter with a guy like Aller. And the ultimate weapon at the tight end position in Tyler Warren. He does a little bit of everything, doesn't he?
He does, and you can take a look at the USC game and you see everything that's involved. He's playing center. He's throwing the football. He's doing double passes and I think 17 catches in that game. So that's obviously going to be job one tonight when you look at it. And then you add in their running game and what they've been able to do. So Penn State has a litany of weapons that you could take a look at, and it's a big challenge for this defense, but this defense is playing its best ball, and they're going to be challenged in a big way tonight. We'll get a good glimpse of what that looks like, but it's all going to start with, I think, what has been the big difference over these last 3 or 4 weeks, and that is the defensive line up front getting pressure and giving more room for our linebackers to play downhill. I really love the way they're mixing and mixing guys in and getting more players, more reps, keeping guys fresh, and that's going to be critical tonight.
And on the flip side, Wisconsin offensively, you'll be facing a Penn State defense that is among the best in the nation in a lot of major stat categories. Again, you hear this a lot.
They got some players.
They do. This Abdul Carter, he wears number 11. To say
what number did Micah Parsons wear over there?
Yeah, he's got number 11. Oh. And LeVar Arrington. Number 11.
That's pretty good.
It's a thing.
Yeah. You turn the film on and watch Penn State, and you're kind of in awe of how much athleticism they have and how much they move around, and they have athletes on every level. But Abdul Carter he's special. So when you have that, you have to make sure he's accounted for. He's one of those guys that you better make sure, all right, where is he at? Because we call him game wreckers. Don't let their game wrecker wreck your game. And that's easier said than done. But again, just as I said on the other side of the football, when you're trying to stop, you know, great players, lean on your guys. And over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and really all season, but especially this last month, I think the guys up front, they have been really good. They're giving, you know, obviously with the moving and kind of solidifying your running back position, you feel really good about that aspect of it. So it's a really good battle, and I call this game tonight, and I know we're going to have keys to the game and everything else. This needs to be a phone booth game. Mm-hmm. And if you can turn this, and for all of our listeners you know, that aren't cell phones, we'll get a picture of a phone booth. That's what we're going to try to see. If you're Wisconsinite, find a way to turn this into a phone booth.
Yeah, this is all a part of our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly Shop the Pig. It's one of those deals that when you face a defense as good as Penn State's and its ability to disrupt, the more times you're in third and long, the more trouble you're in, right? They had a game. They had 7 of their season total of 14 sacks against Illinois. The numbers are pretty dramatic. If you keep Braden Locke clean, which they've done a good job of doing, he's really, really good. And when he's under duress, his statistics plummet to near the bottom of those who are in such situations. He's still growing as a quarterback, but you get a night full of 3rd and 7s, 3rd and 8s, that's not ideal.
You better not do that. And, you know, to say pressure gets every quarterback. If you want to slow down and ask any defensive coordinator, how do you disrupt, it's doing that. And I think that's always something that we look at. Well, how is your third down percentage? I know Wisconsin's defense has been really good. The USC was really bad in that second half of getting off the field. Well, since then, they've gotten better. And you know what? They've also been better on first and second down. And when you do that, you position yourself. And just watching Penn State and all of their athletes that they have, and they're moving guys around and not making it stagnant so it's easy to identify, you better stay normal down and distance tonight. More so than any game this season, that's going to be a huge challenge.
See if they get Ta'Wee Walker going. He has been going here these last 3 games to the tune of 6.3 yards per carry and 6 touchdowns. Didn't get in the end zone last week, but he was still really good. 23 totes, 126 yards. And that's about that workload, 22, 23 carries a game. You know, he can catch the ball out of the backfield a little bit. He is a happy man, and he's very, very productive out there.
He's been incredibly productive. And I think offense is all about rhythm, timing, you know, and then when you start talking passing game, spacing and everything else. But I really felt like that decision when you heard Luke Fickell after, I think, the Alabama game, start saying, we have to start kind of shortening that bench a little bit and letting guys, to use Coach Alvarez's old term, get lathered up. Get the feel for the game, because not only for the running back to kind of get a read as far as how the blocks are, but also for your O-line. And I've really liked what I've seen from the tight ends on, you know, when they're pulling and they're kicking out and they're reading that. The timing and everything, you start getting into that rhythm. And Walker has really found that rhythm, and he's going to need to continue that tonight.
Glad you mentioned that with the tight ends, because Tyler Warren's so productive in everything that he does. 17 catches in the USC game. The Badgers tight ends combined don't have that many receptions. But there's more to the deal than catching passes. These guys, if that old line be a star in your role, you know, maybe if it's some of the dirty work stuff, they're emerging a little bit, aren't they?
They certainly have. I've noticed it the last 2 or 3 weeks, and it's not a coincidence that we've seen the production continue to go up. What Nowakowski and Ashcraft have been able to do, they're almost interchangeable. Usually you think, well, one guy's going to be more of a vertical threat. They're asking him to get up there, cut off on the backside. They're pulling and, you know, kicking out defensive ends or getting up on linebackers. And that's how you go from getting a 2 or 3 yard run. You get that kick out. You get up on that second level. That's when you get those big runs. And we've seen, we asked for explosive after that first and second week. We've seen more of that, and I think the tight ends have been critical in accomplishing that.
All right, that is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the Pig. Up next, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. We'll visit with running back Ta'Wee Walker in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Time to take a stand. Join Shirley's House of Hope for their 16th annual Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th, 5:30 p.m. at Hotel Marshfield. Four area chefs will face off to benefit Shirley's House of Hope and the women and children healing from domestic abuse and addiction. There's also a silent and live auction. Iron Chef, Thursday, November 7th. Tickets and information at shirleyshouseofhope.org. Thank you to the team at WIRI and WFHR Radio for being an event sponsor.
A Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Penn State here tonight. Badgers trying to knock off the Nittany Lions for the first time since 2011. Penn State has won the last five meetings. That most recent matchup here was the first game where fans were back in the stadium after the COVID season, the season opener of 2021. Wisconsin did everything but win on that day. Penn State defeated Wisconsin 16-10. Badgers got a lot of yards but just could not finish in the red zone. That was then, this is now, and for the Badgers, hopefully a better result. Time now for our player profile as we visit with Tawee Walker, the senior out of North Las Vegas, Nevada. Began his career in junior college and then a couple of years at Oklahoma. Last year, rushing for more than 500 yards and seven touchdowns, but he's already surpassed the workload of last year through the first six games of this season. Six games for the Badgers, but he has appeared in, or seven games rather, he has appeared in all but one, 104 totes compared to 102 all of last year with the Sooners, 565 rushing yards for Tawee. Even better lately, those last three games averaging 6.3 yards per carry. As we've talked about it, they have tightened up that running back rotation in search of a hot running back, and Tawee Walker has been just that, and you better believe he is loving this increased workload.
No doubt. It's been great, especially with the guys in my room that I know they'll go in there and can produce the same way I do. I'm blessed to be the leader of this running back room and to start the team off and just start the momentum, and the guys behind me going to follow up with it.
Fans around here, we're all getting our first look at you, obviously, in Madison. Power. You run with great power. Has that always been a part of your game as a running back from high school to junior college now to mate with Oklahoma and then obviously here at Wisconsin?
No doubt. In my mind, I feel like as a running back, you can stay – you can play the game longer when you're giving out hits instead of receiving them. People say, like, running backs take hits all day. I feel like if you If you go ahead and give them out, you won't be taking them all day. So that's my kind of philosophy.
Wait, one of the things in the recent game against against Rutgers, you're dishing out that punishment. And then you show people like, oh, this guy's kind of fast, too. We see the power. I know you were banged up in the first game, but obviously been feeling a little bit better of late, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, definitely. And if I took the brace off, I feel like people kind of thought I had to show them a little speed. But now my O-line made it easy, though. So that was kind of like a walk in the park, especially when I got an O-line like that. Dominating up front, it just makes my job so much easier. So, but yeah, I got the brace off this week, and I just feel a lot better.
I'm just going to ask you about that, this offensive line. They've taken a lot of pride through the years about O-lines at Wisconsin. This is a veteran group, too, right?
No doubt.
And it seems like that matched the confidence. Those guys blocking for you, you knowing they're going to block for you, that seems to be growing each week?
No doubt, yes. And them guys attack every day like it's a game day. And then they're so intense at practice, you can just – it makes their job so much easier on Saturday. But it's not easy. This playing O-line is not easy. But they come in every day, put their head down at work, and you can just see the results on Saturday.
I think fans like to hear your path here to Wisconsin. You were in junior college. And then the way – from what I understand, you got your eyes open at Oklahoma. DeMarco Murray, the running back coach.
Yes, sir.
He was tough, but you appreciated that, though.
Oh, no. No doubt. He was definitely a hard coach for sure, but I love him to death. Can't talk to him now because, of course, rules and whatnot. But after my college career, I definitely would. That would be a friend I talked to throughout my whole lifetime. Grateful for the time I was there, but I'm so glad to be here. And I met Coach Spaulding. I love Coach Spaulding.
Devin Spaulding too. It sounds like it's attention to the detail, right? I mean, as a high school star, junior college as well. But there are just more nuances to playing running back at this level. Is that fair to say?
Oh, no, for sure. Definitely is a different thing, especially coming from a junior college. It's a lot different. Just from fans-wise, you don't have a lot of fans. Junior college don't got no – except for my family, of course. But other than that, like, you don't deal with fans, social media. Nobody really knows me unless you're from my city or if you're from my home cities. But now everybody got their eyes on me. If I do one thing wrong, everybody sees. I do one thing good, everybody sees. So, yeah, definitely – different type of vibe.
What's that like, especially in the home turf, when you break a big run and you hear 75,000, 76,000 fans?
It's an amazing feeling, especially the fans we got. I was hoping we could have did the jump around on I scored. It was the Purdue game. I scored right before the jump. I was hoping the jump around would have been on that offensive drive, but we was on defense. But it was still amazing here after that game. After that touchdown.
Absolutely. Tell us about the room. Darian Dupree, obviously, you got Cade Iacomelli, you got Jackson A. I mean, it's a great – seems like a great room where you guys really complement each other well, right?
No doubt. And it starts with our coach, man. He just praises – he wants to play the best player on the field and praises that we're going to compete every single day. And everybody in that room is loves to compete. No one hates on each other. Everybody is – cheers for one another. When I'm in, Yacht, Dupree Jackson cheer for me. When Dupree's in the game, I cheer for him. And we bounce off each other information. If I'm in the game, I come off the field, I ask them, Grover, Jack, anybody, I ask any one of them, what do you see out there that I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right, what you guys see? Same thing with Dupree. When he comes to me, asks me for advice. Same with Yacht. And, like, we just – everybody in that room, man, just has great energy. We hang out outside of football. And it all starts with Eric, what our running back coach. He just brings the energy we need and – we bounce off him.
Who did you admire growing up as watching running backs when you were a younger guy, thinking this is what I want to do, this is how I'd like to be?
It had to be Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
That's not the reason I chose Oklahoma, but that is definitely the guy. Funny story is he broke his leg like a couple months before I broke mine when I was like 10 years old. And then we came back around the same time, too. And, like, just how he bounced back from his injury was just amazing. It just was never seen before. And I just felt like I had to do the same thing, so.
Yeah, well, he would run over people, too.
So doubt. Not for sure. He definitely was an example of giving hits out and not receiving them.
And that is Tom Wee Walker, and that is our player profile. And when he mentioned Adrian Peterson, he would deliver a blow. And at this level, Tosh, we're seeing that with Tom Wee Walker. And it just seems to me we are – witnessing a player who is ultra hungry. This is a senior year, big opportunity for him, and so far so good. He's making the most of the opportunity.
There is no doubt he is, and I think he's finally getting that opportunity to be the guy, and you know, the leadership component with that. But he's got all of the skill set that you're looking for, and I think early in the season, you know, he got a little dinged up, But you just continue to see, and I always love it when, first and second quarter, you're getting 4 and 5 yards, and you're punishing those safeties. And in that third and fourth quarter, how willing are you? Because Tawi has been, I'm coming. It's up to you if you want to keep. And you've noticed that his yard per carry continues to climb as the game continues to get later and later into the third and fourth quarter.
All right, much more to come as we get you ready for kickoff, Wisconsin and Penn State. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers and the Nittany Lions at Camp Randall Stadium. Our pregame coverage continues when we roll on. We get the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. But first, this break. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning. Commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be